It was proclaimed the Cowboy War by national newspapers. It was truly a battle that required some of the biggest names in law enforcement to head to a couple of towns in western Kansas to try and keep the peace before a vote to determine the place to be named the county seat. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
From Kansas to Ohio, that's where you'll find Pivot Bio. From the Mississippi Delta and the Chesapeake, Nebraska and the hills of Tennessee, proven on thousands of fields across this great land. When you work the ground till the sun goes down, Pivot Bio's got a plan. Green plants in a healthy land use our predictable nitrogen. Wherever farmers grow, yeah, that's where we go.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcast and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
On Sunday, February 27, 1887, a heated rivalry between the towns of Leota and Coronado, Kansas, to secure the county seat designation, came to a head. Men from Leota, some of whom had been brought in from neighboring counties to stoke the feud, wound up in a shootout with the citizens of Coronado. As Karen Walk, curator of the Museum of the Great Plains in Leota, Kansas, explains, when the smoke cleared, three men from the Leota side lay dead.
The news got out about what happened. The New York Times, they called it the Cowboy War in Kansas.
There was fear that the fatal battle between the two towns just a couple of weeks before the vote on the matter would spread to more violence. Some of the biggest names in law enforcement came to the county to secure the peace.
We've got Luke Short, Wyatt Earp, Doc Holliday, Pat Masterson, Bill Tillman, Jim Masterson, Pat Shagrew, and Mike Shagrew, all out of Dodge City.
21 men from Coronado were charged with murder. It was difficult for anyone to explain what had really happened that fateful day.
They did get a change of venue when it came time, and they had the trial at Great Bend. And then Great Bend acquitted all of them because they didn't know what to believe.
Charges of ballot stuffing were alleged against Leota in the March 1887 vote that they won for the county seat. Another idea was proposed for the true county seat.
They had gone ahead and formed a little town in between the two called Farmer City to be the compromise town.
But eventually, Coronado and Farmer City both went by the wayside. And today, you can come here and enter the courthouse of Wichita County. The title, once so hotly contested, it led to bloodshed in the streets. Traveling the countryside, Leota, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.